CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. Lithium. Lithium ion battery. The revolution in electric vehicles depends upon it. And I welcome Steve Hansen, the president and founder and CEO of Acme Lithium Incorporated. The trading symbol in New York is ACLHF. In Canada, it is ACME, which spells Acme. AcmeLithium.com is the website. Steve, congratulations for a busy, busy time since we spoke in the middle of 2021 during the pandemic. There were strong indications that lithium was exploding around the world and that never more so than in Nevada. Your Nevada project, the Clayton Valley Project in Esmeralda County, the Fish Lake Valley Project in Esmeralda County, are going forward now with great dispatch. But there's more. There's work in Manitoba. How has the work been? How has the year been for you at Acme, Steve? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. A real pleasure to reconnect here, and thank you for your time today. It has been a very busy year at Acme Lithium. As you know, there is really an energy revolution that's going on here globally as we continue to need battery metals for what we use in our daily lives. As everyone knows, we have cell phones, laptops, power tools, and now electric vehicles that are driving this industry. And really the core of this industry are lithium batteries. And as a commodity, lithium is a soft, lightweight metal that is only found in a number of countries around the world. Most of the lithium globally has been produced in China, in Argentina, in Chile, in Australia. And what we're facing is really a crisis here in the United States where we have a lack of supply. And the current government put out a national blueprint on lithium back in June. And it really was a call to arms to say we absolutely need to secure a domestic supply of lithium so that we can drive this incredible business that's happening with electric vehicles and lithium batteries. So Acme is at the forefront of this industry. It is our basis for being in business, and we have some very exciting projects, as you mentioned, that hopefully will allow us to secure a domestic supply of lithium for the years ahead. We've been very busy. As you mentioned, our Clayton Valley project in Nevada is really the epicenter of lithium development in North America. What you may not know is that lithium has only been produced in one place in North America continuously for a number of decades, and that's in Clayton Valley, Nevada, at Albemarle's site. Albemarle is a $25 billion New York Stock Exchange company, and they've been producing lithium in Clayton Valley since 1966. And we are very fortunate. We are their neighbor. We are contiguous to that project. We are the project next door. And we have some very, very exciting news ahead where we're going to be drilling for lithium coming up in here in March or April of 2022. And we're very hopeful that we can have economic supply and ultimately deliver on our milestones in supplying lithium to the U.S. market. So exciting news ahead in Clayton Valley. And again, we've got some key milestones coming up here as a company.
The romance of this, Steve, is to cast my eyes at the site or the valley or this vast expanse in Nevada. It looks like we would see John Wayne riding across it with a cavalry unit. This is not where you would say there is the future of North America. There is the future of the Tesla I want to buy in Esmeralda County. But now we go to Manitoba because this is fresh to me. Manitoba also has two sites. Do I say them correctly? The Cat Euclid or Euclid Cat Lake and the Chatford Lake. Is this the same discovery process going on in Manitoba that you have now in Nevada?
Well, in Clayton Valley, this particular valley is actually an ancient lake. It is a dry desert bed that has aquifers or lakes that are underground and water contained within gravel. So much like many lithium producers around the world, we will be extracting lithium from brine, basically salt water. So we will be drilling what really you could call our water wells, and then using an extraction process to take the lithium out of the water at that site, assuming we have economic grade. We honed in on Manitoba. We've looked at many projects around the world, and you know, our team spent last summer analyzing the region, and in particular, there existed the Tanco mine, which had been producing lithium there since 1966. Again, it's one of the only places in North America that's been producing lithium. And so we focused on the geology and the region, as well as some geophysics and what was going on in that region. And there's what are called massive pegmatite fields. And this is hard rock, and pegmatite is what potentially can host lithium. So we secured two land packages, one south of the Tanco mine, which is Shatford Lake, and a project north of the Tanco mine called the Euclid-Cat Lake Project. These are large land positions, highly prospective for lithium, and we're going to be beginning work on those projects. We'll have boots on the ground here coming up in the April-May timeframe of 2022. So we're very excited about this project. Again, it expands our scope in North America as one of the leaders in pursuing lithium as a company. And we're going to be very, very active in 2022.
When we spoke last summer, Steve, I asked about governance in Nevada being disposed to your developments, your growth. Is that also true in the government in Manitoba?
Well, as you say, Nevada has a long history of exploration and mining, whether it be alternative energy, wind, solar, and mining. You can work there 12 months of the year. You've got great infrastructure, and you have a long history of these types of projects in Nevada. So Nevada is an excellent place for us to work. There's good talent and access to workers there as well. Manitoba has a long history in resources as well. And very much so, the government is behind these types of projects. You know, we've had no issues to date, and we'll continue to work with various stakeholders in that region, whether it be community. You know, our core beliefs, too, are to make sure that we are responsible citizens, and that's ensuring that the environment is looked at. We look at wildlife, vegetation, indigenous issues. So we want to really work in partnership with government and all the other stakeholders, including local community. Part of that is employing local people and continuing to put dollars and invest dollars into the local community. So whether we are actively drilling or doing geological or geophysical work on the property, our team ends up staying in hotels, eating at restaurants, employing local workers, working with indigenous groups to ensure they're employed as well. So, you know, making sure that we take care of Mother Earth and making sure that we take care of the local community is very, very important to us as a company as we move forward and develop our business.
You listed publicly in Canada in the spring of 2021 and in the United States in the summer of 2021. And now the news is in these last days that you've attracted, again, investment from the Lithium Royalty Corporation. Do I say that correctly, Steve?
That is correct, John. We've been fortunate in that due to our business, we've been able to attract key investment from a number of parties over this past year. We had a fund out of Canada that invested in December in our project, and that capital is earmarked for Manitoba. And then we announced very exciting news. Lithium Royalty Corporation is going to be investing in our projects. And again, we expect that financing to close here in the coming weeks. Again, this is a strategic financing for us. I've been working on it for a couple of months. And it really does give us great credibility and affirms what my team has been able to do. They believe in the track record that I have and my team have. They like our projects. And again, continuing to tap capital like this is really important for us as we move this company forward.
Final detail, Steve, as you travel across the United States and you talk to people around the world, is lithium something people understand or are they still educating themselves? We have about 30 seconds.
You know, I think that you know, it is a very new commodity. You know, the lithium revolution that's going on right now is relatively new. I mean, we are in the early stages of a mega trend here. So part of my role as CEO and founder of this company is to continue to advance the business, but also educate people on this drastic need for lithium as a commodity. And I think that any investor should have a lithium-based company in their portfolio. Many may have bought Tesla over the years, but I think the core commodity of lithium is something they should consider as a long-term investment.
Steve Hansen, president, founder, and CEO of Acme Lithium Incorporated. AcmeLithium.com is the website, listed in New York as ACLHF and in Canada as ACME. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.